This morning's public read comes from Luke chapter 19. As you know, we finished up all of 1 Samuel, and now we're in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 19. I'm going to be reading just the first 10 verses here this morning. Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. This is God's Word. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he, Jesus, was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. And when they saw it, they, the crowd, the people that were milling about, all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, half of my goods have I given to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. We can draw many diamonds, emeralds, and rubies from this encounter. This is a real story. It happened in real time, in a real historical setting, in the public ministry of Jesus. This is not a fairy tale. This is not some Jewish myth to take up a portion of page that's found in your Bible. This is real. So Jesus entered into one of the oldest cities of the ancient world, the city of Jericho, a city of multiple palm trees. And there was an individual living in the city of Jericho named Zacchaeus. And the Bible says he was chief among the publicans. Now, a publican, another name for a publican, was the dreaded tax collector. And so what would happen was the Roman Empire, in order to kind of divert any further hostilities amongst the Jews, they hired local Jews to be the tax collectors. So if you were going to vent any sort of anger or frustration, you did it to a fellow Jew without doing it to a Roman official directly. You're going to deal with one of your own. Now, these publicans were not the best citizen of the time. For instance, let's make believe that you owed Rome $5. That was your tax for the year. You walk up to the little table, and Zacchaeus would look up your name and address, find out what part of town you lived, and he would say, this year's tax is $20. You would look at him and say, excuse me, $20, pay up, or this Roman guard that's not too far away will take care of the problem for you. So you would lay down $20. Zacchaeus would take five and put it into the coffer labeled Roman Empire. The other 15 he put in his pocket. Because what does the Bible say in verse 2? He was rich. Well, how do you think he made his money? It wasn't due to the Roman minimum wage at the time. The tax collectors made their income by robbing their own people. What exuberant tax rates. And yet there was a Roman soldier right there. He wasn't going to get involved. He was going to get his pay anyway. And so the tax collectors would do this wheeling and dealing. It says that he was chief. So apparently, maybe in one city or one particular neighborhood, you had like Mr. Tax Collector. And he had his underlings under him. And they would be assigned to certain parts of the city with their table, with their gold and silver coins, and they would do business all during the day. So guess what? This could have happened. These underlings would work all day for Mr. Cheese. Then they would come back. They would have two boxes. One labeled Rome. One labeled Mr. Cheese. Well, Zacchaeus would take the box that had what the Romans required in his hands. He's not stealing from Rome. He gives Rome what Rome had now levied. But he has the other box loaded with all these coins. Guess what he would do? He would then dole out to his underlings what he thought was sufficient for that day's wage. And guess what? Everything else was his. You talk about a lucrative business. That's who this man probably was, having that type of a system in place. But we also learn in other readings that when genuine faith is being stirred in the heart of a sinner, that faith runs and responds. Genuine faith, when the Holy Spirit is agitating that genuine faith in the heart of someone who's being quickened and being awakened, beloved, that faith is going to respond. That faith is going to be an active faith, not a dormant faith. It says here, he sought to see Jesus. Now, we don't know how many times Jesus passed by Jericho and Zacchaeus heard about him passing. It's probable that Zacchaeus heard a lot of stuff on the grapevine about this man, Jesus. That's a good possibility. He wanted to see him. Curiosity got the better of Zacchaeus. So, off he went. But he had a limitation. He wasn't tall enough to see above the crowd. He was too short. When genuine faith is being stirred up in the heart of a sinner who's being awakened, no obstacle will deaden that act of faith. What was his obstacle? He's too short. Zacchaeus could have said, oh well, I'm going to go home, count my coins, I'll wait for a different time when Jesus passed through. No. Genuine faith, when it's being activated and stirred up in the heart of a sinner who's being awakened, it's going to be active. He wanted to see Jesus come hell or high water, regardless of his size. What does he do? He runs up a tree. He now has a commanding bird's eye view of the pathway. Jesus now comes by, knowing in his heart what's going on, this work of salvation. And Jesus looks up in verse 5. And what are we told in John chapter 10? My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Notice Jesus didn't say, hey, you up in the tree. He didn't say, hey, shorty, come down. He said, Zacchaeus. He called his sheep by name. Come down. And again, beloved, real genuine faith, when it's being stirred up in the heart of a person, it's going to respond. Zacchaeus made haste. He came down. He obeyed the voice of the good shepherd. And then Jesus says, I must abide at your home. Now, beloved, that could be taken one or two ways. Literally talking about Zacchaeus' home, we're going to sit down and have a good meal. Or was he talking about his heart? The temple of his heart. It can mean both. He made haste, came down, and received Jesus grudgingly, kicking and screaming? No, joyfully. Again, genuine faith, when it's being stirred up in the heart of a sinner who's being awakened, beloved, it's active. It has passion, joyfully. And when he saw it, when they, the crowd, saw it, who were, beloved, dead as nails, they murmured, saying, oh my word, Jesus is going to go to the house of a tax collector, a bad man, a dirty man, a sinful man. Beloved, when genuine faith is activated and stirred up by the Holy Spirit in a person who's being quickened and being born again, bears fruit. Not only is it active, not only does it leap over every obstacle the world, the flesh, and the devil can throw at it, it sprouts. Lord, notice he called them Lord. Not just simply Lord, you know, like window dressing. Master, half the goods, half of my goods I now give to the poor. And if by chance I've robbed anybody, and you know that he did rob people, I'm going to pay back fourfold. And guess what? That was part of the old Mosaic law of paying back fourfold. Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. So Jesus is not talking about a four wall building. He's talking about the heart of Zacchaeus, his heart, his temple. For as much as he also is a true son of Abraham. The other ones who were murmuring, they may have been genetically attached to Abraham. Zacchaeus was genetically attached to Abraham, but now he has become a son of Abraham by faith. Abraham has now become his spiritual father. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Genuine faith is an active faith. Amen.